How would your life be different without access to your car? Without the availability of motor vehicles, many of us would not be able to get to work, school, or even church. Cars have broadened our opportunities and have proved an enormous convenience. The ease of having a vehicle has not always existed. In 1769, a Frenchman named Nicolas Joseph Cugnot built the first horseless carriage. It was a huge three-wheeled steam-powered carriage that maxed out at a speed of 1 kilometer an hour. The horseless carriage was very expensive, noisy, and slower than any horse. During his time, most people did not see the benefit of Cugnot's invention. However, that steam-powered engine sparked a revolution. We need to remember the power of vision, that it is okay to start small with an idea that seems insignificant and a bit clumsy at the outset. From an embryonic vision, a great revolution may be birthed. Proverbs is a book of wisdom written primarily by King Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, we read, "Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint." Without clear vision from the Lord, there are consequences. The imagery of the people being stripped of protective armor and thus vulnerable to attack and destruction is conveyed in the Proverbs passage. And the result of this environment is turbulence, confusion, and rebellion. The movement toward a shared vision galvanizes people. It gives them a purpose. A clear vision provides focus. Vision unites and inspires. For the past several years, Grace Communion International has used the visionary slogan, "Living and Sharing the Gospel." This has been a strong guiding statement. I give our members high marks for pressing toward this lofty calling. As I step into the role of church president, I want to build on this vision. Our emphasis going forward is healthy church. We simply want GCI churches to be the very best expression of the Church of Jesus Christ they can be. You will be hearing and reading a lot about healthy church in the months ahead, and it's my personal prayer that this vision will become a reality. Not to be too technical, but I see a nuanced difference in living and sharing the gospel and healthy church. The living and sharing directive subconsciously emphasizes the role of the individual Christian and how they are a witness for Jesus in their individual world. Healthy church, on the other hand, intimates that we do this together as a corporate body of believers, working in groups with the synergy of engaging our communities in meaningful ways. Healthy church for GCI will become congregations who are better organized and more intentional about reaching out to targeted communities where they really have a wonderful opportunity to live and share the gospel as a collective group. And it's my desire to see this vision for our 900 churches around the globe. In a decade's time, what will our movement toward healthy church become? Perhaps like in Cugnot's time, we may be starting a revolution. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.